Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, they did not upload my show, so nobody will be able to hear what I say. But just a few melodies that I played, they allowed that to play, but they would not allow anybody to hear what I said. How I feel about that? Of course, I feel disgust. But it's not hindering me because I have a different thought than the one that would give me a displeased experience. I have something better in mind, so I am not going to make that get in my way, because as ridiculous as the situation be for white people, our problem as hybrid African people, our problem is ignorance. We don't know. And that's the ignorance I'm talking about. We have yet to learn what has happened in our world long before we were born. And it so happens that we have not brought up to understand the things that have happened. We only identify ourselves based on what the evils of the world imposed on us to understand. So I see it is a crisis, because it is not at this time we want to be. We do not want to be wrong. We don't want to live in the wrong way. But if we are taught to live this way, something has got to happen to bring to us the knowledge so that we can do better. But as it is now, we will have to exist along the way until good luck comes our way and our eyes be open to what we are to know. It's not that I get up every day and I just repeating the same things. The subject matter, the general subject matter, is the same because it is historic oriented, the things that I'm talking about, right? And so it is that the different, you know, topics that I choose to write on, it's the cause and the reason for me to pursue these kind of topics about us as hybrid human beings is because much of it is not known. And in different varieties in which I present the subject matter relating to history, I find that it is very important for me to bring the subject matter up. Someone just came in and left. Okay, well, glad for the visit. What I have found is that repetition is something that is vital. Not in the context of saying the same thing over and over, and there is no progression in the understanding of what you say. You're not getting larger and larger, because this is what I by experience. We have to start at the beginning and then expand. And then it will make sense. But if you just sit one place in the history and do not progress, then it doesn't make any sense. So the context of repetition has to be that I am introducing the subject and I am expanding so that people will more easily and if for some reason a person is kind of tired of what I'm saying, you know, there are a lot of countries in Africa and there are a lot of things that have transpired before our time. And yes.
Why do you put on the bowl in the sink and don't catch water in it?
I just said.
What are you wearing? Why is this here? Isn't this what you had on yesterday in the police station?
Yeah.
And that too?
Yeah.
Please change your clothes. They go in the laundry.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm learning. Okay. Yes, so as I was explaining that it's like in the case where you begin to go to school at maybe 7, 8 years of age, and let's say you have to go to 6 different level of classes, and by the time you get out, you should have like a good understanding of that level of education that you were taught. And then you're going to go to a higher level of learning. And what you have just learned in the earlier classes prepare you for this higher level class and material that you will learn. Well, so it is with me talking about history, and history that I didn't know about, and I just come to start reading and finding out very important things that we people are to know. And if we don't come into the history, you are shocked. I mean, I imagine that you have heard a lot of people make mention of not knowing very vital things in history that we should know, but they do not. For example, very educated people, if you ask, what is the difference between BC and AD, they do not know. And what it values to know is awfully a great deal of value for us to know. And living without knowing the difference between BC and AD leave you in a lot of cases looking like a little toddler. That's about how I am able to express the need for people to learn and get to know this aspect of history. And this is just one of the aspects. So that when I come in and I decide to talk, it may sound like, you know, I am talking, you know, random, and that nothing is together. But areas of the history that I find is important, and where I will be going through quite a few of the structures and bringing it together. So I imagine somebody listening to me in one show is not going to get everything. However, by the time you finish listening to me, not unless you're not paying paying good attention, but you will know the difference between AD and BC and what they mean thoroughly, because I sit on them and talk about them, right? And along with my attitude towards AD Anadamani, you will know. And by knowing what AD Anadamani is, as a civilized person who did not know, now you are brought into the knowledge of it. So truly, if you don't know what AD Anadamani is really about, your life is really crippled. And although you may have your education and you know a lot of things, not on the line that I am talking about, where what AD Anadamani is, where it come from and why it is there, and you don't really have much idea either about BC, the BC era. You don't know much about that either, right? Somebody listen to me, you're going to know. And the only way you are not benefited by what I say is that you sure don't understand anything that I am saying. But if you do understand the division between BC era, the time that passed, and the time that we are in now, what we have a calendar called AD Anadamani, and why did the AD Anadamani came about, right? And functioning as a calendar, of which there was the solar calendar before, that is directly a civilization calendar. AD Anadamani is not calendar, and it is not a civilized thing. But yet still, it is being operated and treated like it is a calendar. You see what I mean? And you may say, what is he talking about? What am I talking about? Well, this is where it is imperative. It is very important that we know some primary things that affects our lives. But you could live out your life and you don't know, and, you know, it's like nothing happened. But knowledge is given to us to be aware of and to live our lives, you know, with the proper reason. And if we don't have the proper reason, we will live like lower animals. We don't know that they have any use for a calendar. I don't think so. Right? But they have their own animal sphere of understanding about things. But they don't come into ours. We are human beings. They are not. And we don't eat grass off from the ground. We don't eat grass, period. Right? They eat the grass and they get the energy, just like we eat food and get energy. And these cattle are useful to us, right? Well, the knowledge factor that we are to know, it come from sources, right? Different kind of sources. And we need to know the right sources, you see? And if we don't know the right sources, we will, our minds will be adjusted to the lower orbital, like animals, you see, and you will find, though we can talk and do a whole lot of things, that we do some things that are not in keeping with civilization, because we don't have the knowledge of civilization, all right? So it is with what I do. And I am very sad about the lacking knowledge that we don't have. And for example, the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And I'll ask a lot of people, what does it mean? It's the first time they're hearing it. And it is the Pope that is killing their institution, killing the African people. A lot of when they kill you and kill a lot of you, kill a lot of us, they call it the Holocaust. And I wanted to think that there was just one Holocaust, but no, it's not one Holocaust. It's several Holocausts that these white people kill of the African people. Now, I cannot live out my life and not be affected by the Holocaust that the white people who came from Europe, and they found out that they could destroy us and nobody is going to like defend us. The white people then. When I'm talking to you with a inner cry, I am crying inside of me, that what I learned about human being, it's different from this hominid species. They are a species all by themselves. Are they doing among us? And taking all of our substance for themselves. The means by which white people become popular, they are coming from their own species existence. And what is that existence? You will read that going back in time a few million years and billions and million years, closer to us where we begin to count it in the million years, to where we now begin to talk about, you know, the BC era, that is time closer to us here where we are today, to where we begin to talk about AD Anno Domini. The first creature on earth, these white people, ancestors, right? Their ancestors. And their ancestors' species name is hominid, H-O-M-I-N-I-D, primates. They are primates. They come from apes, a number of apes, right? And how did they come by? They were not aged, and they didn't first born by a man and a woman. They evolve by nature just like animals. Just a second. Oh, yeah. So what I'm saying is we need to know these things. I know them thoroughly. And that's when we will have a sound sense of the different knowledge that we are to have to know how to live our life. And in the case where we have all these churches all around the world, we will know whether or not they are good. Any part of them. Is there, apart from if you go there and they ask you, ask them for like a drink of water, whether if that should ever happen, would they give you? You know, it's not that the church don't do some mundane things for people. Yes, they do. They would not exist unless they do something that people will find a place enticing or like a good place to go, right? Well, this is what the church does. It baits people. First, it tells you to believe, and you don't know any better than to believe anything. First, believe in Jesus. You know, they teach it to you like you need it, like your meal. You know, you need to believe in Jesus just like you know you must have your meals. Right? And so there is a lot of elements in history that guides us, but we have been born and developed thinking the church foolishness that they teach and put into our minds a respect for the church is not a good place. And a lot of people who don't understand our history and our creation 200,000 years ago, when you hear it, it may sound strange because that is what we have been taught. You see, so we become fixated on the biblical teaching. First, to talk about the Moses' commandment. We don't deal with Moses' commandment. You see what I mean? It's not that the Ten Commandments that they say of Moses. I'm not so sure. You know what? I have not gotten anything to convince me that Moses wrote Ten Commandments. And if Moses wrote what they call Ten Commandments, long before Moses existed, kings wrote law code, or what you would call commandments. Yeah, it's been going on in the world long, long, long before any Moses. So when the Bible writers, you know, frame this Ten Commandments, it doesn't work to our benefit because, you know, you are supposed to have a full glass of milk and then they give you a quarter glass of milk. And therefore, it's not going to do you. Yeah. So the church as a whole is not for African people. And someone wrote a post and said that it came to him that these biblical notions are not true. And he saw something else to be true, which makes sense. You see? So people who are born civilized people 200,000 years ago, lineage, they have it in their genes. And when we grow up and mature adults, we'll find things coming into our brains that nobody taught us that. But you are born with it. And you are likely to learn a lot of things that just come to you because your ancestors had your blood before you get it. And therefore, those things are in us. So don't be surprised when you are learning a lot of things and refuting Bible things. Because the Bible is going to tell you some things that sound positive, but it's going to take you and tell you something that the donkeys and dumb animals don't need it. And when you start thinking like that, you start losing your real mind because the impurity in those things, they affect the way you think and they spread viruses in your brain so that you believe in those things than anything anybody wants to tell you. You don't have to accept it because you accept that as God's word or God's commandment. You see? The Bible, if you don't know, is biased towards history. And the Bible is not a history book. You don't have any autobiography for anybody in the Bible. But yet still we believe him, right? The European people who are writing the Bible and elevating the Bible and come and invade and come and conquer our settlements, it don't belong to them. They have a reason why they're doing it. And that reason didn't happen yesterday. But it happened 100,000 years ago. And if you don't get that specific knowledge to understand why the world is the way it is, it will be a problem to your life. And you could wind up with a life that makes you unhappy, you know? Makes you unhappy so bad that you don't know what to do. You know, you may rather you were not born because you have too many miseries in your head and you cannot fix them. All right. So I am saying to you that all these things we need to know. And because of the flow and effect of these biblical concepts, we don't get anything contrast. So that we could steer ourselves. So we will love the church and cling to those things that we think, you know, are clean things. But some of the things that, like when the Bible tells you, 1 Corinthians 2, that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God in the Bible. You know, I've been reading that in the Bible for a long time, growing up as a youngster in church. And when I come to even learn to read above fourth grade level, I was still reading the Bible and read over things that I should stop and recognize what it says. And I did not. And the amount of people today that are reading the Bible and do not find the problem that I began to find. And if I were to tell some people who are my Christian brethren what I have found in there, they will not digest that. Before they even know very good what I am saying, they disband me. They don't want to hear what I have to say. I have a cousin friend of mine. He's a preacher. I used to believe the same thing that he believes. When I ask him pertinent question about prophecies in the Bible, did they fulfill before Christianity come in or after Christianity? You know, I mean, the prophecy has to be fulfilled first. Because if it's not fulfilled first, you don't have anything to become Christianity on. You see what I mean? Now, all that just put us into a lot of bondage. You see what I mean? Mental bondage. And we do not know. This is a very, very shocking thing. When somebody is believing in something, they do not know. And if you can't come to an understanding, that is wrong for you to believe things and you didn't form a good knowledge of it. Then if I ask you, how did you read in school? You know, what is the principle by which you read and understand in school? And then you realize there's a problem, but you see your belief, your false belief in Christ and in God and everything else and Paul, you won't let that go. You will not let go the belief in the things them that they tell you in the Bible, and you'll read them all the time and say, amen, hallelujah, and stuff like that. And you don't recognize that you are accepting a lot of, you know, what you call there, a lot of contrary ideas that you're getting from the Bible that will not put your mind to work where when you read, you understand the Bible like you understand a newspaper or magazine. You don't read it like that. Your mind automatically isolates your appreciation from the way you read a comic book or any kind of those kind of books out there. This nonfiction work. The way you read nonfiction. I mean, what kind of a genre is the Bible? Stories. But those are not stories with anthropic meaning. You know, what you're reading in the Bible is not factual. A lot of things in there, not factual. Most things in the Bible, not factual. Right? And if it is any factual, you would have to read and decide, you know, how factual it is. Right? Now, in the beginning of just a second. Yes. In the beginning, where life began on earth, there was just like those early those things that crawl on the ground are under the surface. Those things first came and went on until we have the hominid type of things, and monkeys were formed out of them. That's how life started on the planet Earth. And the first time I read a book that tells me what that creature is called, and that creature is called hominid. That's the species of the white people. That's where they come from. And they may not, well, they don't want us to know that. But it's in the world, it's a textbook, that's where I read it. And whoever wants to think that I am crazy, but they're going to be shocked, because anytime anybody read it and decide to stick by it and say, and dare you to say anything else, you're going to find out there is going to be a changed world. This world is going to change. because they cannot get rid of the worldly textbook. You see, and I want to tell you something. If you want to look on this society out there and be afraid when you read something and know for truth, but it's against them and you know they're going to be against you, listen, the only way you're going to make them be for you, even by force, is when you are going to be correct and adamant. Anytime you know you are right and there is nothing around you on planet Earth that's going to prove you wrong. When you read and you know you're right and the world is wrong out there, the world of society, the societal world is wrong, you don't back up. Because you can explain, you have clarity, and nobody at all. I mean, nobody at all. And it doesn't matter what they have going on. They cannot defeat the truth. So you don't be concerned. Pope apologized for the sins of Catholics. When you ask, what is that all about? Then you begin to lose your audience. They begin to, like, walk away. You ask them about the calendar. What is the first calendar and what was it about? Why do we have to have a Haydi and a Dominic calendar? And all that. And if you well-read and you know your things, you're going to have a surprise. Because you're going to start wondering, why are they running away from you? You know, I got involved in a situation recently. It is a situation where I was called in to be interrogated about me forging somebody's name. Yeah. And that is my wife that I'm divorcing. And, you know, so I go to this place and, you know, right now, I have a few options. When this AD and a Domini government is doing anything that involves an African person, we are in a state of development right now, as far as these white people are concerned. And what it is about, I mean, I am one person that I know severely go in depth to find out, you know, all these white people come about. Okay, all right. So I realize now that prehistory tells us about the Elohim gods. You may read a little about the Elohim in the Bible, but you know what? You're reading it in the wrong book. Because the Bible is not about telling any one of us the truth about the Elohim. They know it exists. They themselves have been benefited by it. But now they think that they know so much now. They don't need any more of that. And it's the reason why we Africans are in captivity. And if you don't know that you're in captivity to the white people, why are they ruling? What about our kings? What happened to our kings? You read about King Hezekiah, all kind of different kings of the past. And they were not Europeans. They were not white people. And I'm not talking about reading in the Bible about that. I'm talking about real history. Sumerian history. Mesopotamian history. And when you read the world history textbook, you don't see Europe as a civilized place. You don't see the settlers of Europe as a civilized creatures. An exclusive hominids, right? Up to 100,000 years ago, these hominid primates were not talking. Okay, the beginning of the 100,000 years ago, they were not talking. And there is the history, but they suppressed the history. And see, they went on for quite a while until the Bronze Age, 1220, I think. They come about now, they do things, and it's a big story. Because we have a subgroup that was extinct, named Neanderthals. And they interbreed up with our sapien for quite a few thousand years until they lose their monkey face. Like I tell you, they are still primates. What they do is to attack our subgroup, the Neanderthals, and impregnate them until they probably lose their senses, and then they destroy them. So we don't get to see our subgroup today, and the only closest you will see maybe. Not maybe, but these white people. Not their color, but their the mixture of blood, you know, bring them out to be more like human beings. And where they are now having babies and do a lot of things because of that is the mixture of our subgroup, sapien species. Neanderthal, a subgroup of our sapien species. And then once they destroyed the Neanderthals, they turned on us. And that happened when they turned on us was 100,000 years ago when some of our ancestors were leaving Africa to come to the Western world. There was nobody in the Western world, just understand that, okay? So when we were sent to settle in the Western world, it was only us African hybrid people. And there is where on their way these sodomites apprehend some of our people and impregnated them and do all these nasty, disrespectful, disdainful things to them. And in whatever way it all occurred, the result is what we have here today to see and to understand that when you look on us around, and when you know your people, even from back home, if you come from the West Indies or stuff like that, take a good observation of them and tell me if to you they were sober and people who don't need any aid to make them behave themselves, you know, learn discipline. If you think they were very good people like that and don't need any correction in anything, I would like to know of country that you think they were all okay. Now, were they coming from under slavery? you better tell me about one that did not come under slavery. If your people were under slavery, then I'll tell you, you're only looking at them based on who you are. You and them, the same thing. Because what I want to tell you is what I found out is that my parents, they had brain alteration because of that problem. Over the past 100,000 years, all of us that travel from Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, we all became brain retarded. Every one of us. But as the record shows, nobody seemed to realize that they were infected because of that encounter back there. By, I don't know how many were directly affected, but from them, it came to the rest of us. And these sodomites, hominid, they carry their disease to Africa. They find out that it works on us who come to the Western world, right? That we are infected by their disease, okay? And therefore, here we are today from what they did to us. So a lot of us have not come back to our good senses yet. So that happened. And all we know now, we have a Bible that is telling us about Adam and Eve in the garden and what God did and what God did. Right? Yeah. We don't know. Something has to happen to make us know. And one of the ways is to read about it. Now, we have every single thing of knowledge to drive white people out. You know, if they hear me saying this, they may just like, you know, hold their head down, ace their teeth or something like that. But it is so that some of us are evolving out of this nonsense. And they won't have anything at all to defend themselves of what they have done, because it is totally recorded. There is no way for white people to escape from the killings, the butcherings they do on this fake law that they make up, 1220 AD, that they make up to kill us at their own whim and throw down a whole bunch of dead bodies. You can hardly count. Okay? They undermine our way of life. They destroy the buffalo so that our people couldn't get the needed food from that stock. Pope apologized for the sins of Catholics. They talk and confess what they do to us, and nothing legally has been done because they destroy the African population and those that are to execute our government. Our government is a global government. There is nobody is going to come to take charge. We, human beings, while our people were functional, before we became dysfunctional, the Elohim passed on to us legal succession. Once they and the entire line of the gods who rule kingship, once they ended all of their term, it was our time. We were the last to succeed them. And this is exclusive. These white people were not a part of, they were not looking like human yet. You see, we are given succession to rule, kingship government. So there has been a government. I don't mean Italy. I mean Rome. Well, it's the place they call Italy. Right. We were given the right by the gods who created us 200,000 years ago. And we, of course, they created to be primitive workers. We are not in, we are not given any type of association with these hominid white people. They don't know anything about civilization. Okay? And we have the proof of that in history. So now, why you think they are ruling? They are ruling because we lose our senses. They cannot prove that they have any legal bequest for them to be human beings. None whatsoever. So what is going on now is that they discover that Africa is no longer able to rule, and we in the Western world are not able to rule, so they take over gradually. So therefore, we know that they were up and talking from 100,000 years ago, and we know that they build up their own little culture, homosexual culture, but they didn't spread it out long time ago that they were homosexual, but that's what they have been all along. They learned that they should not spill that out. So it's when they were far advanced in doing their things to now insert their ability to rule, they gradually push Africa aside and gain control over Africa with the gold and everything. This is in writing. This is not something that is unknown. You can trace it from 100,000 years ago to now and see how did they get military and stuff like that, because they're coming from nothing. They're coming from nothing, absolutely nothing. And until they get to where the 509 BC, where they take charge from the king, they, you know, they staged the coup and put the King Awa away. Don't know now for sure if they killed him or what. However, they took over the dynasty of the final king, the thing called the seventh king of Rome, Italy. The city of Rome. That's where they take control and tell all kind of lies, but they can't lie good enough. So that is not a problem now, because they haven't learned to lie. Okay, like civilized people, if a civilized person were to lie, you hardly will ever catch them. But these folks charged, took our military and took everything that we have as assets. They take it because we have lost our senses. You see, whatever we are doing, they cherry pick what they allow us to do, but they write a Bible with our characters though, and we don't have no say so in what they write. They write all the whole bunch of nonsense and we believe it. We, some of us, come to realize what they have done. It will be a process, because you cannot go and go take over control from them, because they have everything in their hand that supply the need for people who are alive now, whether good or bad. They are the ones that have the corporations and doing all kind of things now. So how are you going to, like, move them out of the way? You have to be wired up with the gods. You have to be wired up with the gods who know exactly what to do. So if we don't find ourselves to become joint heirs with the gods in mind and in body, we are not going to be successful at doing anything as far as reconstruct ourselves in the salvation of the religion and the religious ways of the gods. It's not going to work otherwise. So I am telling you, I was in this situation where we go into this room and the investigators was querying me. And there was, about four of us in the room. And while they were explaining to me what the setting was and what they wanted to do with me was to, like, give a sworn testimony, as a sworn statement. So when I hear that, I said, you can't swear me. You cannot swear me. Because we don't belong to the same God. I don't, like, recognize your AD and Adamani. That's what I told him. And, you know, this is a technical thing. And I have to walk the line where this is to work. And I want to tell him a story. Thought about it the night before. How do I work this? Because if I, like, just didn't go to the meeting and stuff like that and let it come out whatever way, because I have my ammunition in my pocket, right? I don't mean a gun. I don't mean that. I mean linguistically, right? I am ready to strike. So once I make it clear to them that, no, I'm not going to swear to your God, okay, I'm kingship. I'm on the kingship. So they decide that to adjust, that they would just get my statement the way I want to do it. They want to make sure that I was going to tell them the truth. Well, they say, no, what I tell you already. You know what I mean? I told you already that I don't do what you accuse me of. And that is the truth, right? So I'm not going to swear to your God about it. And whichever way they try to fix it and stuff like that, I refuse. I decline that because I am not going to swear to their God, to A.D. Anadamani, Pope God. I'm not going to do that, right? I already settled that whenever we come to that point, they're going to find out that they get, you know, kick the bucket because it's not going to go anywhere for them. If they think that they are all right, they're going to face everything that they have done here that, look, get out. Because you know what? We have a lot of thunder and tornadoes in action right now. So I'm telling you, if you all don't get up and go out, what is going to come after you? Okay? I'm telling you that. Leave us alone. We are able to take care of ourselves. Get out. That's what I'm telling you. We do you nothing. We never come to your place. You come here, and it doesn't matter if it is 1 billion years ago. You getting out now, and I'm telling you. So, if you're out there, and you think that nothing isn't happening, the fact that I come to this place where I can look into cop faces and detectives and tell them that you cannot swear me. And, you know, if it is not true, they would know. And they seem to know that something is happening because there was a time they weren't going to hear any of us say that. You know what I mean? Because we were in the church. So, Martin Luther King and all these other big guys on the side of the African, you know, I mean, carrying on some activities to see if they can make anything better. They never make anything better because they didn't understand anything about law. They only know about the church. And the church was giving them all that they need to keep us get along with them, right? So they give you a position in the church, right? Make you and they have a system now, like they are a government. They can give you certificates and stuff like that. This is where we have lost everything. Because if we don't read the history and know how they come into activity, we cannot stop them from doing what they are doing. But if we can get to where we have the legal knowledge to invalidate them and take charge, they have to go. And they know that. They know anyhow we can go farther than what the Moors have done, because they do some little things and go about their business. But that's not the way it's supposed to be done. But that is a sign for us to know. Don't sit down and behave like, you know, you're going to be this forever. That's not true. So it was in the beginning, so it is going to be in the end. That whenever we are ready to take charge, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got to go because we're not going to face them with guns and all kind of firearms and go out there and try to fight them soldier battle. No, it's not going to be that. it's going to be the way we are created to behave ourselves. This is a different time, so it's not like anything else you know. This is something new. This is new, and the operation of the gods that they are able to do, so that these white sodomite folks, they won't be any kind of a problem, because they will not find the way to proceed anymore. They have got to go. Our settlements will be purged and go back to what it was. These sodomites are going to go back where they come from, because it's clear where they come from. It's Europe. They are there 1.5 million years ago. So how they get to come out, and you got to be wondering, how these, they come ruling over us. Nobody don't understand that, you know. But it comes to the point where we are taught what happened. And they themselves have been helping to make the time change from what they do and back to what it was. All right. When you think about what these white people have done by leaving their own habitat and come and claim us by the disease that they throw into our system, until from Africa to the Western world, we don't worth anything. When it comes around to the time when they think that, okay, they are well in place. Right now, I'm showing you, no, words and the truth is compelling. They do not have, they may think all of the things that their business that they are doing. No, once we slam them, AD and Adamani invalidated. That's not government. Kingship is government. Therefore, you got to get out. We want our place. So if you're out there and you think that you have your little business and how much you're paying Uncle Sam and things like that, you are right at the point right now where you don't have to pay them nothing. Right now. Right now, you don't have to pay nothing to these sodomite Uncle Sam. Not our uncle, though. You know, whatever them think of themselves, well, they are going to be stink of themselves. And that's what is going to happen to them, because they can't come here and kill so much Holocaust. How could they come here to kill us the way they have done? You see what I mean? Why do they think of that? Because they're not human beings that they're trying to claim to be. They are a species by themselves. And you know what? They'll never be able to stand up in front of us and tell them about that they are homo sapien, because there is no homo in us, in our species. So if you kind of get a little sense or a better sense of what I'm talking about, is that the truth must be learned and understood in us. It must become our way and our behavior in the polytheism religious way. Okay? And all the old bunch of foolishness that they come in and put down in our system, it will no more. It will no more exist. It is not going to exist anymore. And that is no joke. If they think that they're going to take over the God's world and all of us will have to surrender to them and stuff like that, that's not true. That's not true. Like I'm telling you right now, we have the laws of the kings that belongs to civilization. You get that? Yeah, civilization. They don't have any civilization. And they would like to like convince us that they are civilization. It don't come from, it's not true. It don't come there. It don't come through them. And it means that when the time comes for it to end, it just end. It's going to end, right? And whatever that they have been talking about, they will have to go back to Europe and go talk their own uncivilized way of life. Go live it where you come from, not here where you come, because we lose our sense. Well, we come back to sense. We're not going to leave out the other rest of us. We're going to move on together and help each other the best we can. That's what is going to happen. We don't want these people around us. They are sodomites. And from way, way, way back in the Bible, Genesis 19, it shows that these people are not human being, and we are not to entertain them. But we have got to get our senses working, right? And that's what is happening now. A lot of people out there who don't find out, say that, oh, they have to get away from the church. So we are on our way. We are on our way, okay? And we are going to help each other. You see, then I tell you, we, the ethnic people, will see eye to eye because they have put us apart. But we need to meet and greet ourselves again. All right? Now, let me read a little of this portion to you, where you're going to get a full dose of this. And may you be a little patient with me, because I am not a great reader, but I want to try and do some of this that at least you may get a sense of what I am trying to say to you. Don't go back to church. Don't vote for these white people. Read your history and know exactly where you come from. Okay? You don't want no Moses law. We have laws of Hammurabi, Hernamu, Sargon, and a whole lot more of kings that write our civilized history. There is nothing in white people's domain that is civilized. Nothing. All right? Let me read to you some of the things that they have done to us. This number of deaths. Well, we're talking about a whole bunch of deaths here. All right. Let me come up a little further here. This important demographic insight is essential for developing a more comprehensive and reliable quantitative assessment of the lives lost in the indigenous Holocaust. Yes, the indigenous Holocaust. However, Ten's book and articles have not estimated the total number of indigenous deaths in this country. Or in the hemisphere. You hear? 2015. That was like when Obama was in office there, right? And giving law to married homosexuals. In 1520, this researcher contacted Thornton to ask about these demographic issues. In the ensuing email exchange, Thornton indicates that own rough estimate is that about 12 million indigenous people died in what is today the coterminus, the coterminus United States. That is the in the middle of America. Yes. The coterminus United States between 42 and 92. No, between 1492 and 1900. So that's 19, that what is it? Was what? 12 million people died. Right? Between 1492 and 19. So these few, what will you call this now? Hundreds of years. During this time, wait a minute now. Yes, this number of deaths is almost 2.5 times the estimated decline in the indigenous population during this time. And this would go to multiply up to a bigger number, I think. So it goes on to say, of course, an estimate of the total number of indigenous people who died in the entire present day U.S. must also include the loss of life in Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico. My friend, just a second. The work of David A. Swanson has indicated that the native population of Hawaii declined from about 683,000 in Hawaii. Indigenous people, after British explorer James Cook's arrival in 1777, that's how much it declined to about 24,000. See that? $24,000 in 1920. Loss of approximately 6,059,
59,000 lives. You see, that's how much was lost when they had one man who came in on the scene. Killers, right? And they're think about it now. Why were they able to come in and begin to do these kind of nonsensical, I mean, hateful and inhuman-like type of a killing of a people? That they were free to do it because African government is out of action. And the people at large don't have anyone. You see? So that whenever they have some kind of a indigenous people who were rallying around, see if they can talk something into making any sense. And they were just surviving with what they are saying. Just surviving little. Mooney's estimate of about 72,600 indigenous people living in Alaska in 1492 may have been very low, but his estimate of only about 28,300 remaining there about 19,000 is arguably fairly accurate.
Yes. Yes. Well, we are. Yes. The death of Native people that have occurred in the U.S. since 1900, because of the legacy of the colonial and contemporary instrumentalized racism must also counted. The total number of the indigenous deaths resulted from wars, repression, and racist violence since 1900 may exceed 2,500. A far greater number of deaths have been caused by the harsh economic and health conditions experienced by many indigenous people. The dearth of statistical information, very scarce. It says the harsh economic and condition experienced by many indigenous people. That's resulting from the 2,500. A far greater number of deaths have been caused by the harsh economic and health conditions experienced by many indigenous people. Where's I? Okay. The dearth, D-E-A-R-T-H, the dearth of statistical information, meaning scarce, right? The scarcity of the information, it's statistical information, on indigenous birth, death, death and mortality for much of the 20th century makes it impossible, you know, since they're not recording it well, so it is hard to tell in the 20th century, makes it impossible to precisely estimate the total number of excess death. So they lose count where you are where that is concerned. But an estimate of about 200,000 total indigenous deaths attributable to the legacy of colonialism. 200,000. You see? And you're looking at, we're looking at a background where we were not contributing anything to these people killing us. You see what I mean? They were coming after us and doing these things. Now, you have to think, what could it be? How they come to connect with us, following us in this kind of way? You don't have anything that is telling you that, but there are things to know, though. And you have got to connect up with the history, the flow of history, to bring out those things that we have no ideas to explain to us why these people, follow us and killing us. You see what I mean? There's something there, right? And now they are here looking like, oh, they are the supreme people in the world, and African people are black people, and we are nothing. They're going to find out that's not the truth. But an estimate of 200,000 total indigenous deaths attributable legacy of colonialism, institutionalized racism, that racism, you know, they're going to discriminate you in every given kind of way because you don't mean anything. They know that our brain is not working right. It's only we don't know that we are, we have brain deficiency. Only we don't know that. We just begin to find out, right? Because we who find out will have to impose that knowledge on other people who don't, in most cases, they're not going to want to admit nor are they wake up enough to realize that something has been wrong with them, why we have no king, and these white people killing us in the holy causes. You see what I mean? Now, if we're talking the truth, you know, there's something about the truth. It's different from bombs and guns, you see. Talking the truth has a different effect. So when they are out there, you know, they need normalcy, because let's say we are not going out there and kill them, right? And what they want, they don't want us to attack them, because they won't have a life that they are trying to have. You see what I mean? So whenever we decide that, okay, we have the knowledge of where we are now and we're going to assert ourselves into this knowledge. They now going to want to, would either want to begin to attack us, that we were not doing them. But I can assure you, whenever we get the right knowledge, how to live and what we must do, if you're going to go out there and try to fight people with, you know, with firearms and all them kind of thing, you're not going to go anywhere. Because that is not what it wants now at this hour and the time in which we are living. That's not what, that's not the temperament we are to have. Because it won't work either, for one thing, but not so much because it won't work. It's not what is chosen for us to be victorious in this time. We must have a societal change in our head, in our brain, and don't say certain things, don't do certain things. And that's where the power lies. If we don't know, if we don't have the ingredient, how to behave and to make it be effective, I mean, we will be spinning around at the same place. But right now, you tell these people, say, look, you got to get out. And your attitude is changed. You're not going to church. You're not doing all these old bunch of nonsense. They're going to run from you. They will run from you. All these things that they have done, they're too stupid and fight with somebody. Or, you know, to make war with you when, you know, you have never introduced war to them. And they find out that your attitude is changed. This is not, all right, let's call this climate change then, right? They're going to find out that climate change is affecting, and it is affecting them. They have a place to go. And that's the place to go and hide. We, once they are told they cannot come back here, they will know exactly what it means. Because only the gods can make these changes. All right. So look at how we must now wake up and be glad that the good Lord has smiled on us to bring all things new. Get all these sodomites out of the way, and we will enjoy the life that we were meant to have. So let's move on now, this next segment. In some, for the entire present day, United States, from 1492 to the present, the total number of indigenous deaths include the 12 million estimated by Thornton. Additional, approximately, The additional approximately 79,000. It is 790,000 deaths. You imagine that these are not people who are just getting old and dead. These are people that these white people are killing. Okay, that there are 790,000 deaths that occurred in Hawaii. Imagine that, in Hawaii, just Hawaii. No, not just in Hawaii. In Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico, right? 790,000. And about 200,000 excess death since 1900. You imagine that in these same places. Thus, the indigenous oligarchs in this country appears to have taken around 13 million lives. The oligarchs, indigenous oligarchs in this country, in America here, appears to have taken around 13 million lives. You hear that? 13 million lives at that time. You imagine that? They're killing us from we are on the ship until we get to the Western world. Right? Now, it is such an alarming figure that it seemed to like take away the essence from you. That, it couldn't be that many. But this is actually true. Evidence that come to us here about our existence and as people who started out, sober and everything fine with us until these primates come and begin to do these things to us, man. Do you understand that? You out there, you listening to me. Do you understand this, man? Come on. Signally, this horrific number of deaths was only a very small portion of the mind-numbing holocaust. It's just a small portion of the mind-numbing holocaust throughout the Western Hemisphere. Imagine that. Throughout the Western Hemisphere, what they're doing to us. Because America is just one of the little places, Hawaii and stuff like that. These are just some of the places that these sodomite white people decide to kill us out. Because they want to spread sodomy. You know, see that they are spreading sodomy as they go. That's what they're doing. They're spreading sodomy as they go. Okay? And when you go into a business place that they run, don't you see, it looks like it's a nice place, you know, and all that. And then you have church to go and all that. And by then, You don't see anything, but to go to church, and you don't realize that church is nothing but a trap, and remove your attention from the horror and the killing that they are doing out there. You see what I mean? That's what they're doing here, and it goes on to say, when Thornton estimated hemispheric population decline of 7 million is multiplied. 70 million is multiplied by 2.5. The total. No, 2.5 the total number of indigenous people here between 1492 and 1900 appears to be about 175 million. Now you think about that. And the number of indigenous people who have died in the hemisphere because of war repression, racism, and harsh condition of life since 1900 surely run into the millions. You see that? Imagine how many people that these folks are killing back in these times. Every day. Imagine that. Coming down to a close here on this paragraph. Listen to this paragraph carefully. By any reckoning, the indigenous Holocaust in the Western Hemisphere was, as Stannard has pointed out, the worst human Holocaust in the world had ever witnessed. No words or numbers can adequately convey the scale of the horror and tragedy involved in the greatest sustained loss of human life in history. Still, it seems to this researcher that understanding the scope and dimensions of the indigenous Holocaust is an important first step till it seems to this researcher that understanding, underline that, our understanding, the scope and dimension of the indigenous Holocaust, the amount of people that they kill, the amount of us they kill, is an important, to understand it, is an important first step towards collective political action. And who is going to do that? It's not them, it's us. Must step toward collective political action. You think it's these AD Anadamani? Democracy? You think that's what the researcher is talking about? No. It's us cans who have our government sitting down and we're not using it. That's what they're talking about. And we must come to our knowledge of what the problem is. Find out what the problem is. And I am telling you, it's a political problem that we must understand and begin to behave ourselves different. But by going to church and going vote for these sodomites, we do all of the killing here, and you forget that they kill us, so many of our people. Unless we change our ways, and I am pleading to you out there, change your ways. Learn your history and understand what has happened to us before. And right now, if you don't prevent it, it will happen, because these are the same people. These are the same people. You go to their church and with their Bible and all them kind of things, you better come to realization that you're going to perish if you don't pay attention to the fact of the matter of our existence and who we are. If you don't come to the sense of it, you will perish just like those other people gone by, right? Who didn't care about nothing, right? And didn't get themselves being blessed with the knowledge of the gods. No, so they just get killed. But if you're standing for the rich, the truth, the rich truth that is in our reach right now to get it in us so that you will have defense against these evil sodomites. Because all they're doing is trying to kill us and that we get down to a number that they can handle. You see. And you can see, why would they come to America and begin to and take all of their sodomite people to live among us? Why? And you see all of them with their dogs and they are raising up schools and stuff like that. What about why can't we raise up our own school? Who tell them that we can't do that? Oh no, they decide that they're going to do it for us because they want our body all to fuck. And if you don't know is that, I'm sorry, but you don't know what's going on. But you know, I read all of the people them that have died, our people, and it doesn't show you they did anything fruitful to protect themselves. Okay? And the truth is what's supposed to protect you. These guys, they are not civilized human beings at all, and we must know that we can't go to a place where they have Bible and a Jesus and a God. We must not go there. Learn your own history and your existence. And this researcher here is telling us that still, whatever happened, still, it seems to this researcher that understanding the scope, dimension by which we indigenous people, we came here first. That's what indigenous mean, that we came to the West first. When I tell you that we African came from Africa to the Western world, first is not these hominids. The hominids left. Yes, no. What I mean to say to you, we are the first human being. I don't want to get this mixed up. I am saying to you that the history that you will read, the world history, and what these guys are writing here as a record, we were created human beings 200,000 years ago. While these hominid white people ancestry called Homo erectus, they were in Europe. They were not talking. They could make stone tools, okay? Look at what they come and do to us after that. After we were created, 100,000 years after we were created, they come and jump on us and begin to do all what they want to do until here we are. Here we are in what I am reading to you. This is official recording that is well documented. I'm reading to you. Okay? A whole lot of data is written about what I am reading to you and all these deaths and stuff like that. Okay? And this researcher said, look, the only way to avoid this researcher said, is for us who are here today to understand the scope and dimension of it, of those of our people who came to the Western world first, is not that we came in on the planet first. the hominids were on the planet first. However, the gods came after they were gone up into Europe, and the gods 200,000 years later created mankind. That's the way the history reads. Okay? And nothing is going to change it as long as it is the approved truth. Right? So he's saying to us what happened, what they did to, what these white criminals did to us. Millions and millions of us, and none of us were able. I mean, and how many, if you know how many of them that they call one man name there at one point, at one place there, and said, since he came and joined the forces of the hominids, how many people just get lost? Get wiped out. Not over a long period of time. He wipe out so many, many, many people. Okay? And then, I think that was a whole bunch of 1,000 people in a short space of time. And then now, what the researcher is saying to us, we are sick, and it's the reason why all of these things are happening to us. He's saying to us that we will have to come to understand, because he is saying that we don't understand, but we must try to get understanding of the scope of what happened, because these people were treating us like we are animals. You see, and animals that they want to get rid of, but we are human beings by which they learn to speak. Okay? So the point is, they are oblivious to a lot of things that they are doing, but they know to kill us. They don't make no error with killing us. Now, turn it around. What the researcher is saying, look, if you come to understand the scope and dimension of the indigenous people, Holocaust, how much of us being killed out just like that, simply because we have our bodies, our eyes, our hands, and everything like that. We didn't shot manpower, if it's manpower you want, to protect yourself. And to the contrary, the psychological power that we have, that's what those people crippled with their disease. They use that and know that, okay, we will be done. They will have their way once they can get us to stop seeing and thinking and doing things the way we're supposed to. They realize that we were out of our minds. Okay? And if you think that you are right now under them, then you're wrong. You see what I mean? Because you are in their way to destroy you 24 hours a day. Okay? Because who is the government this year is going to protect us? A them same one, I send police. If you have a problem, send police, come and stuff like that. A them same one, I kill us like this. Right here. So if we don't understand what's going on, the Pope will continue to apologize for sins of Catholics. Because at them same one, I do this whole thing. And you're not to think that are different people doing it. Okay, and so the ending of what this researcher is saying This researcher is Stannard. Yeah, I think he's probably Thornton Stannard. I'm not sure if I'm mixing up two names, but here we have Stannard in this section, and he is telling us that for us to have the right normalcy of life, we must understand the danger that we have been dragged into to preserve ourselves from these things ever happening again. We need to understand what happened. So here I'm telling you, our brain, and even these guys, these researchers, they don't tell you, they don't tell us that we are retarded, and that is the reason why the lopsided type of thing where you have few little white people killing off so many number of African ethnic people. And there is not the Chinese not helping, the Indians not helping, because they themselves have been attacked too. But you think something like what's going on in America, you know, you don't have none of the group coming in and trying to help. You see what I mean? So everybody is affected with the Down syndrome, whatever, you know, that the disease that takes us and begin to like feed away at our brain. This is what bring us to where we are today, and today we just think ourselves to be the, you know, natural we are just being natural, right? Climate change, you know, we just think it's climate change, and that's not the case. All right, and so just think about this encouragement that this researcher give us, is to understand the scope and the dimension of us, the indigenous Olikas, right? Those who suffered in the Holocaust, the indigenous Olikas, right? He says, is an important thing to understand it and to adapt a different way, like I'm telling you. He says, important is an important first step that we will make. If we come to understand, and like I'm telling you, read your history and know and create a different stance, psychological stance. You see, if we don't change our habits, we are in the same position right now for them to do it. Right now. Right now. You see? Civilization, there's nature fighting against them, but what about us? No, we're still going to church and believe in Jesus Christ. So I'm telling those who can appreciate the knowledge, take it and use it. And it says, it is the first step that we will take if we come to understand. First step towards collective political action, which addresses the need, interest, and aspirations of indigenous people today. We must pay attention to it. And which ensures that such a Holocaust will never happen again. And my friends, I wanted to read this to you because this portion of this document here I find to be something overwhelming to our understanding. And if we continue to neglect to grow higher and to develop ourselves, that we don't become, you know, the kind of a Tims like our foreparents did. Okay? So you take good care, and I hope you do well. Now, let's come to this portion of the show. And let me just take up a little I want to say nothing called Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Okay, so now we turn to this last paragraph. Now, the setting here is saying, can hominid criminals gaze, A.D. Anadamani, usurp, extant. Okay, it's not extant, it's extant. Yeah. Can hominid criminals gaze A.D. and Adamani usurp extant Elohim kingship rule. Can they? Well, they have tried in the physical sense, but they cannot extinct the Elohim kingship at all. They'll never be able to do that. The gods will wipe them out, wipe out everybody, and leave kingship alone, because that is already established long ago in Nibiru. So let's see a little of what our civilization is like. Because listen, this is one of the things we have lost. We have lost our sense of civilization. So here we go. King Hernamu, the code of Hernamu is the oldest law code found in Mesopotamia and was either written by King Hernamu or his son, Solji, dating back to sometime between 2100 and 2050 BCE. And this was last written 2022. Okay. B. Hammurabi Code of Law. Another king. King Hammurabi. And a collection of 282 rules. That's a lot, right? Yes, but that goes to show you this belongs to civilization. And this is what the white people not paying any attention to. Because if we're not paying any attention to our own civilization, well, that's what they want to mess up. So they're not going to help us. All right? Now, so the rules of Hammurabi law code is a collection of 282 rules, established standard for commercial interactions, and set fines and punishments. And this is what we are able to use on the white people. All these fines are against them. You know what I mean? And we don't seem to understand this. But this is true, that civilization is not what white people have. They make up their own thing and totally ignore the laws that are set for civilized life. You see, but they like turn everything all over because our brain is gone and we don't know. All right. Now, so it goes on to say, set fines and punishment, the requirements of justice. You see, only the gods establish justice on earth. Okay? And here we are. Because of the disease that block off our sense of function. That's why we are here today and don't know what we're doing. And they are doing their own thing and we can't stop them. But if we know this, they definitely are gone now. Hammurabi's code was carved. And who you think go and take up one of his plaque and go away with it and later on bring it back some long, long, long time after that? Don't know what they did with it, though, but they brought it back. Hammurabi's code was carved into a massive finger-shaped black stone stele pillar that was looted. And who do you think looted? Who do you think could loot it? Are these sodomite white people then? Looted by invaders. It's them. And they don't want to put their name to it, but it's them. Nobody else exists in the world doing something like that. Yeah, looted invaders. It was looted by invaders. And finally, rediscovered in 1901. You see what I mean? Yeah, they do what they want to do with the king stuff and come back. So they know about the laws of civilization, but they see that our brain is gone and they can do what they want to do. Now, I only hope somebody out there is listening to what I'm saying and can further these kinds of knowledge to other people. Now, can the first known uncivilized bipedal, these are the white people, have hominid primates species of the Europe killers of hybrid human being, Holocaust. Something here I want to fix. So it's can the first known uncivilized bipedal hominid primates species of the Europe killers of the hybrid human, they the killers of the hybrid human being, Holocaust. Yes, the human being Holocaust in great numbers usurp, can they usurp the existing kingship government jurisdiction? No, they cannot. The answer is 100% no. European settlers are uncivilized. They are uncivilized. the answer is 100% no. Europe settlers are uncivilized sodomy culture. You see that? That's what they are, no matter what they pretend. And we with our brain who don't understand nothing, they just go on living the way they want and push us aside. And you don't see, we don't have no government, no law protecting us, except we use our own law and begin to protect ourselves. And we have not been doing it. Now, we are making plan now to set it in order, right? Now, not allow yoke. Right? They are sodomite culture, and not to allow yoking. We must not allow yoking with sapien species, right? Don't allow not allow not allow gay yoking with sapien species. We must not allow that. You see, they're killing us and yoking with us at the same time. So you see, this is the kind of knowledge that we're supposed to have, because this is what our culture, our indigenous culture is all about. We are the first human being, not the first bipedal, not the first hominid, but we are the first human, hybrid human being, okay? This is what we have here. And we must not mix up with white people in no kind of way, right? Chase them out from our territory, because they are the one who kill us in the millions, right? And leaving many Olikas all over the place, okay? That's what we must know. And if you hear me and then you pay no attention, well, it's up to you. So it goes on to say, it is by kingship, government, legal power, right? It is by kingship, government, legal power. Legal power. That outlaw. That outlaw. That outlaw morphing morphing with civilization, morphing gaze with civilization. P-E-O-P-L-E. With civilization people. It's a mass crime. Joseph Robinette Biden is an American politician who is the 46th and current president of the United States. A number of the Democratic Party, a member of the Democratic Party. He previously served as the 47th vice, who is this? Vice president. 47 vice president from 2009 to 2017 under President Barack Obama, and represented Delaware in the United States Senate from 1973 till 29. All right. And then it says usurp means take a position of power or importance illegally. Mean to usurp. And that's what they have done. You see? Or by force, Richard usurped the throne. All right, my friend. So I thank you for tuning into the program today. And hope that you will be blessed and be pleasing to the gods. Take good care, and so let it be. Okay. So let it be. Take care now, and we'll see what happens. Waiting for the world to change.